Okay, Kiddushin Daf Samaches is today's daf. As we continue to discuss Yuchsin and who one is allowed to marry and the different statuses of different people and different marriages between each other. Second to last daf in the third parak in Maseches Kiddushin. So the Gemara on Samach Zayin Mabez was discussing what is the source that Kiddushin are not Tovsin by Chayvei Krisus. And connected to that, possibly, Mamzerus. We had the two, we discussed the two, Machlokas Rishonim yesterday, it's really the 2 days in a Gemara and Maseches Yevamos. Do those two always go together? Is the reason for Mamzerus a lack of Tvisas Kiddushin, or do they usually just go together, and they're both a reflection of Mamzerus, and they're both a reflection of Shem Erva? And Afkamina would be, what about a guy? Whether the different Girsos in a Yevamos, a guy, or an Evet, Sheba Al, Bas Yisrael, so is the Vlad of Mamzer or not? So we pass on the Vlad as not a Mamzer. In other words, the way Rabbi Chanan expressed it in Kovetz Aris, Simen Hey Os Aleph, do we say that they are both a function of the Shem Erva and not one as a function of the other? Okay, but either way, the Gemara here, according to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, is looking for a Makar. How do you know there's no Tvisas Kiddushin by Chayvei Krisus? So the Gemara tried to say that it's learned out from Achos Isha. Mamatinu, just like by Achas Isha is an Erva and there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, your wife's sister, so too by all Arias. The Gemara said, though, that that works for all of them except for two. For two of them, there seemed to be a Kula, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn it. What are the two? So about 6 lines up from the bottom, we learn Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish has a Kula that it has a Heter B'chaye Osra, if the husband gives her a get. So then, even while the Oser is still alive, still she becomes Muteres. And number two, Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach has a Heter B'makom Yibum. So both of those Arias maybe are more Kal, and therefore the Gemara says you need another makar. Just one other source to mention before we move on, and that is there is a pshita of the Pnei Yeshua that is much discussed by the Achronim. The Pnei Yeshua is in Gittin and Daf Mem Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua has a line where he says that the reason Eishes Ish does not have Tfisis Kiddushin is because that she is in Rishus of the Baal. Because she is in the Rishus of the Baal, so that prevents, and that she's the Kinyan of the Baal, she's Niknes, so that prevents a different person from coming and having Tfisis Kiddushin with her. Right? Mikalmakam, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Beishah Kinyanu Shel Baal. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. A number of the Achronim ask from our Gemara, because the Gemara is about to say, what's the Bakar for Eishes Ish, what's the Bakar for all the Arayas, and Eishes Ish is included in all the Arayas. And the only difference that Eishes Ish has is this that we just mentioned, that it has a Heter B'chaye Osra. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about that, it's very different than all the other Arayas. And the Gemara in a minute is about to have another Bakar that it's going to accept, and Eishes Ish is going to be included in that. So the Avin Miluim asks on the Pnei Yeshua, what different? Eishes Ish should be totally different. Eishes Ish is based on, and Kinyano Shel Baal, it's not based on Shem Erva. So Rabbi Chanan says in Simin Gimel, V'yefshel liyashiv hasagah, so you can defend the Pnei Yeshua against the Achronim's question, that he nami to lotavsi kiddushin beishes ish, mishub kinyan abal. You're right, the reason that Eishes Ish doesn't allow any other Tvisas Kiddushin because of the kinyan of the husband, mikom makom, still the Gemara should ask, maybe it's also asur mitam erva. The Gemara says, you're right, but it's Kinyanu Shel Baal, but the Gemara wants it to be included even in Erva as well. What's the Nafkamina? Is the Shal de Mamzer. The Shal de Mamzer. To keep it, the Tafsi Bakadusha Mishim Erva Havlan Mamzer. Avalam Hu Atam Mishim Ra Kinyanu Shel Baal, the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. So that's a big Nafkamina, and that's why Lamaskana, once it is included with the other Arayas, that's why the child is a Mamzer. Okay, so now let's continue. So the Gemara says, Achos Isha is not a good enough makar, so we have to go to the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. 4 lines to the bottom. Ela Amar Rabbi Yonah, Vitem Refun Breder of Yeshua, Amar Kra, Mikol Asher Yehase, Mikol Atoevosa Ela, Vinichrasu. From all of these abominations that are done, the Onesh is Karis. So at the end of the Parsha of Arayos, you have this sum up statement, which includes all Arayos, Mikol Asher Yehase, and therefore, they're all hukash to each other. Hukshu, Kol Arayos, Kulam Achos Isha. They're all compared. Achos Isha ultimately is the Makar, but it's based on the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, where you compare all of them to each other. Ma Achos Isha, Lo Tafsi Bakadushin. Av Kol Arayos, Kulam Lo Tafsi Bakadushin. Just like Achos Isha doesn't have it, so too, all Arayos does not have Tfisis Kedushin. Ihachi, says the Gemara now, if that's true, that all Arayas do not have Tfisis Kedushin, Afilu Nida Nami, even Nida should not have Tfisis Kedushin, Alama Amar Abai, and maybe no mamzerus if it goes together, as we mentioned. Alama Amar Abaya, why does Abaya say Hakom Modim Babal Anita Valasota She'ein Avlad Mamzer? Abaya Shita of everyone agrees, no matter what, who's everyone, even Rabbi Akiva, no matter what you say about Mamzerus, Rashi explains whether you say Mamzerus is from Chayvei Krisus or from Chayvei Lavin, everybody will agree though, but if somebody lives with a Pnuya, Rashi says, if you're Mekadesh a Pnuya while she is a Nida, so still everybody agrees, Ein Havlad Mamzer, the child will not be a Mamzer in that case. So why is that different? If all Arayas do not have Tfisas Kedushin, or Ala Sota. What's Sota? Sota means a woman who becomes Asur to her husband. So, usual Sota is what we know from the case of Sota, where a woman has a Stira, and even before she lives with her husband, even before she's tested by the water, she's Asur to her husband. But Sota also means in Halacha, a woman who is Eshizishizinsa, who is Asur to her husband, because of the Znus, not just the possible Znus. But either way, in both those cases, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Why not? So answers the Gemara. Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra, Usihi Nidasa Alav. Afilu Bishas Nidasa Teheba Havaya. Now, it's special drasha. It says Sihi, which is the lashon of Havaya, of Kiddushin. Nidasa, so even when she's a Nida, there will be Kiddushin. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. There is a big discussion related to a number of issues regarding Nida. So first of all, is Nida one of the Arayos? Is neither one of the Arayos? So that is a major discussion in the Rishonim. The question was made famous by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel and Asman Daraisa. I think we have three Asman Daraisas today. Where's Rabbi Yosef Engel? Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asman Daraisa in Klal Chaf Aleph. His main question there is Nida, the Isser of Nida Labayla more Isser or more Tumah? What is the root Isser? Is it more related to the Isser between the husband and the wife, or related to the Tumah, this Tumas Nida? So he goes back and forth with a number of Makaros. That was what I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday. I forgot that the two Makaros, the Kuzari and the Gra, are related to that question, not the second half of the question. So that is the Gra in Parsha Shoftim, splits up all of Torah into three categories. Shalosh Shehim Shesh, three that are six. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. So he says, that's the Torah's Nechlak to six Chalakim. He says, Tahar V'Tamei, Asur, that's Nega L'Nega, and Asur Umutur, right, that's Din L'Din, and Chayiv and Zaka, which one is that? Dam Ladam. And Bein Din Ladin is Zakeh and Chayev. Then he says, Bein Dam Ladam is Asur Umutur Kadeh Latahari Shalabayla. The Gra just says that. Bein Din Ladin Uchayev Zakeh Bein Negla Nega Utameh Vitar. So the Gra puts Latahari Shalabayla in the category of Bein Dam Ladam Asur Umutur. So that's why he says maybe that's a remez in the Aderes Eliyahu in Shoftim to the fact that Nida is more Isser Labayla than Tami and Tar. And then he quotes a Kuzari also, where the Kuzari says, the Rabbi Dolevi says, that the reason that we have Hilchas Nida still today is not because of Tumah Labayla, because obviously there is no Tumah and Tara anymore. So again, that's related to that question. But along the way, there, he discusses our issue, and that is Nida one of the Arayos? Is Nida one of the Arayos? And he says that it's a big nafkamina, because Nida is not mentioned in that parsha of Arayos. But is it...
What's the most
kasha
then?
So we'll get to our Gemara in a second. The big nafkamina is, number one, is it Yehari Valyavar? Because Yehari Valyavar only applies to Arayos, or even Abizrayo of Arayos. So number one, is it Yehari Valyavar? That's one of the... That's one of the nafkaminas. He quotes, I think it's a Rashi Mesechas Gittin. What Rashi? Rashi says, "Kalamatel ema yaseira b'toch beso." Anybody who instills too much fear in his house, l'sof hu bali digimal averus. Gili rai shvichas damen avot en chil Shabbos. Right, because chil Shabbos, the wife's going to be too scared, and if she's going to light candles even after Shabbos starts, and shvichas damen, he's going to get very angry. And Gili Arayis, how are you going to come to Gili Arayis if you're matel ema yaseira b'toch beso? Rashi, "Kishemagiyaz man tfilasa be'es tzina v'hi yirei alomar lo tavalti u'misham shaso nida." Right, she's going to be scared to say I was too cold to go to the mikvah, and she's going to be mishamishim. So the Gemara calls that Gili Arayis. Unbelievable! Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. That's a smach that it is an erva. But really, he doesn't quote it. But this main discussion is a machlokas rishonim. So machlokas rishonim, which we'll say in a minute. But what's pashas of our Gemara? Pashas of our Gemara, that it's one of the Arayas. Because what does the Gemara say? All Arayas don't have Tfisas Kedushin. What about Nida? What about Nida? So the Gemara answers, no, special Drasha. So the question is, how do you understand the Maskana? Is the Maskana saying, it's you're right, it's one of the Arayas, but it's a special Din? Or is that Drasha saying, Afilu B'shastida Teba Avaya? Is that saying that it's not an Ervin at all? And don't compare Nida to the other Arayas. So where do you have this as a machlokas? The Rishonim are clear. You don't even need a smach of Rashi, but the Rishonim are clear. Bali Tosfos in a number of places, and the Tosfos Arash clearly says Nida is not one of the Arayas. Nida is not one of the Arayas. Where do you have this? You have the Tosfos and the Tosfos Arash, and Yavamas Daf Beis. Daf Beis of Mesechus Yavamas. Where the Gemara there asks, right, what was the first Mishnah of Mesechus Yavamas? You can't forget the first Mishnah. First Mishnah says that if a woman is Usur at the moment of Nefilas Yibam, meaning let's say besides three other women, my wife's sister also falls to me. Let's say two brothers are married to two sisters, and then one of the brothers dies without kids, and the other and there are four women, four wives that he has. So then, since one of them is Usur to me, so then all of them are Usur to me. Right, that's Isur of Tzara. So it asks, But the Rishonim discuss what happens if the wife's sister is alive at the time, but then a year later she dies. So now, do you say all the other tzaros have to do yibam? You say no. Derachad Tosa has a few deos. One of them is Derachad Achinoam. You don't make her wait. But anyway, Tosa says it doesn't apply. Once there's an Isser at the moment, Isser forever. So Tosa says, what about Isser Nida? What if she's a Nida at the time when the brother dies? So then it's Chayve Krisus. Chayvei Krisus, just like Achos Isha's Chayvei Krisus. So you should say Chayvei Krisus, she's Usur to the Nida, and just like she's Usur to the Nida, she's Usur to everybody. Right? Because it's an Isur Nida. So, Eima Hakshas as Tosas in Vavas Dabes, the Nida te Asol Yavam. Avo Bishem et Tara Acharkach. Even though she would become Tari afterwards, Kamo Achos Ishto. Shemi Si Abem as Afilu Mes Ishto Acharyeche, Dolo Dami. Don't compare the two. To Achos Isha Vashara Rayos Ha Isur Omid Al Yavam Tfei Mishar Bnei Adam. No, the difference is, by Achos Isha, she's usher to this person, to the Yavam, but she's not usher to anybody else. So that means something, says Tosas. Aval nida l'kul yama asira, afilu b'nidasa. So what's the Bir HaDavar? So Tosas Rashi has in one more line, because the other ones are an erva, and nida is not an erva. That's what the Tosas Rashi adds there in Yavamis on Daf Beis. So lo yafira nida me achos isha kamo shara rayos shu isher omer aleyavim tfei mi al shar bnei adam avol nida lekuliyama asura velo mikri erva de ena asura mishum kurva. An erva arayos means usher to you and not usher to anybody else. But a guy, the Gemara says, is not arayos because usher to everybody. So too with an isha nida. That is the sheet of Tosas and the Tosas Arash underneath. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam says clearly in at least three places that a Nida is one of the Arayas. The Rambam says this in Isurei Bia Perikotes Vav. No, wrong Rambam. The Rambam says this in Isurei Bia Perek Chav Beis. Also, let's yachid him erbim in Arayas. It's also to have yichud with any of the erv in any Arayas. Beis Zakeda Ben Yalda Shadavar Zegorim Lagalos Erva Chutz. Who you allowed to have Nida with? Yichud with meha aim and bina, a mother and a son, v'ha'av and bita, a father and a daughter, v'habala mishtonida. Right, it says one of the arayos, one of the three arayos that you're allowed to have yichud with. Says the Rambam. That's one. Another Rambam. Rambam says also in the previous parak, in parak of aleph, umutu la'adam la'habit be'ishto kishehi nida, v'afal pishehi erva. He's allowed to be mabit at his wife from different parts of her body when she's a nida, even though she's an erva. Rambam says clearly it is one of the arayos. That's the shita of Rambam. Clearly, so again, nafkaminas. Number one, do you say Yehari Valyavar? It's a big discussion in Hilchos Nida. Again, you read the discussion, you're like, I'm amazed, how could this be? But it's a discussion. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch Hadash and writes, it's been reshen and based. Isha shichola. A woman who is sick. Verotza baila ligaba gadila shamshena. Or the husband wants to take care of her. She's sick. And the husband wants to take care of her. So, kagon lahakimu lashkivu lasomcha. Right? Are you allowed to, is the husband allowed to take care of his wife in that situation? If she is a, she's a nida, but he's a doctor. Or he's not a doctor. Shariyo asr. Said the shubat adeshen yired da asr ligaba filubetz baktana. Asr. And the shach even discusses issues of yahari val yavar. What's the shach doing in Yeridea? And others say, other achronim say, no, come on, it's not Yehari Val Yavar. So the issue is it one of the arayos? Is it one of the arayos in terms of taking pulse? And others, is it one of the arayos? And therefore you would say, Yehari Val Yavar. That is one of the major nafkamina that you would say whether it's one of the arayas. If there are other nafkaminas too, but we will, I think the Rabbi Yosef Engel mentioned other nafkaminas, but I think we'll move on from there. Okay. Ein Davar Shaver Pachas Mishnayim. Do you say Ein Davar Shaver Pachas Mishnayim? That's also a nafkamina in terms of arayas. Let us continue though now. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. So everybody agrees that there's no is of Lan Mamzer if somebody is Baal Nida or Baal Sota. So the Gemara says, where do you know that from? Special pasuk. So now the Gemara says, Michti, 1 minute. Igal Akushe Lenida, Igal Akushe Lachazisha. You could compare all arayos to Nida, which has no Mamzeris, and has Tvisas Kiddushin, and you could compare all arayos to Achazisha, which has no Tvisas Kiddushin. My chaz is to Makash Luhul Achazisha, Akshle Nida. Why do you choose Achazisha as the makar for all others and not Nida? Why do you correct Nida? And therefore there will be Tvisas Kiddushin and no Mamzeris. The Gemara answers, Kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan. Now, whenever you have a choice to compare a l'kula or l'chumra, we compare it l'chumra. We compare it l'chumra. Right? This is not a prince, this is not koach the hetera or the yisura adif. That's a question of what answer do you give somebody? Or what chiddush does the Gemara tell you? This is about mi'ikar adin. Mi'ikar adin, you could go l'chumra makshinan. The Prima Gadim has a suffix, and again, this is another of Yosef Engel, and Simeon Yudches, he quotes this. The Prima Gadim has a suffix, is this principle of kula l'chumra, l'chumra makshinan purely based on suffix d'araisa l'chumra? Or do you say it's just one of the midos that Torah nedreshes bahen? L'chumra makshinan. It's not based on suffix d'araisa l'chumra. Right? Even if it's not a suffix. That's really a suffix. You don't know. It's not a suffix in din, where you go suffix l'chumra. It's a suffix in limud. Suffix in what are you darshan? That's not the normal suffix d'araisa l'chumra. So the Prima Gadim has a question. What do you say there? So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a midihi b'Torah. Doesn't matter if it's Isurim, Mamanis, doesn't matter where, like Bedina Mamanis, there's no Savi Darais al-Chumra. Why? Because what's a Chumra for you is a Kula for him. So that's an Afkamina. Would you apply this principle even in Dini Mamanis, where there is no Chumra and Kula? There is a discussion in Tosfos and the Ritva here, where Tosfos says, what do we say? It's L'Chumra, and therefore there is no Tzvisis Kedushin. Maybe it should be L'Chumra, there is Tzvisis Kedushin, and she becomes an Eishas Ish, and she's awesome to everyone. So why is it l'chumra to say she's an eishes ish? To say she's not an eishes ish? Tosfos in l'chumra. V'yam tamar adarabah. Chumra lomar detavsi b'kedusha losur la'alba. Isn't that the chumra? To say that she is married? So v'yesh lomar adarabah. No. Chumra hi lomar detavsi ba demito kach anu omer mavlan mamzer. That's the worst. The most biggest chumra is to say that the vlad is a mamzer, and therefore, that is why we say Chumra is no Tfisas Kiddushin. Right? The Ritva also here has a line which one has to try to figure out. Why is it more L'Chumra? It's more L'Chumra to say she has no Tfisas Kiddushin rather than to say that she has and the child and the and she becomes Aser. Why? The Lav Chumra de Kiddushin Gufayhu Amrinan El Chumra de Gufay de Isura. We're trying to figure out a Chumra in her. A Chumra in her. So is she, are we going to allow this marriage to take place or not? So we're not going to allow it. That's a chumra on her. You're right, there's going to be other nafkaminas related to other people. But in terms of her own status, to be machmir, she's trying to get married, or they're trying to get married, so we're machmir on her. Shachomer gufa garm dol tafsi bakadusha. That's what the Ritva says, a little different than Tosis.
More of her ratzon.
More of?
It's more of her ratzon.
Her ratzon. Her ratzon, right. Okay, so that's the Gemara you compare to Achosisha. If we have time at the end, let's remember, maybe we'll talk about the Rashidas HaRambam. Kiddushin with a Nida obviously has Tvisas Kiddushin, but Nisuin with a Nida does not work. As the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Ishus is about Chupas Nida. Chupas Nida, that it is not a full Ishus. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, so hopefully if at the end we have time, we'll come back to that. Says Rabbi Yaakov Amar Asya Bekavachomer Yavama. You don't need Hakesh of Rabbi Yona. You have a different marker. You use a Kavachomer from Yavama. Ma Yavama, Shehi Balav. If Yavama Lashuk is only an Isser Lav, Lo Tafsi Bakadushin, there's no Tvisas Kedushin. That's a Machlokas, but that's what the Gemara is saying, maybe according to that Shita. Chayvi Misas, Chayvi Krisas, Lo Kol Shekain. So Chayvi Misas, Chayvi Krisas surely should not have Tvisas Kedushin. Hence the Gemara, Yachi, Shar Chayvi Lav Nami. So surely other Chayvi Lav shouldn't either. If Yavama Lashuk, which is only Chayvi Lav, does not have Tvisas Kedushin, so surely Chayvi Lav. And Rashi says, forget the Kavachomer, at least from a Mamasinu. At least from a comparison, you should compare it to Yavama Lashuk. So Amar Papa, no, Chayvi Lav in Behedyak Sibahu. There's a special drusha by Chayvi Lav that it has Tvisas Kedushin. Pasuk in the beginning of Kisei say, Kisiena Leishte Nashim, Achaz Avav, Achaz Nuwa. A man has two wives, one loved and one hated. How could the Torah call it loved and hated? What, does Hashem hate and love different women? So Ella, Ahuv, even last week's parsha, right? Or 2 weeks ago's parsha, right? Leah and Rachel. Ella Ahuva, Ahuva Bisuehel, but what must it mean? It must be loved in her marriage, meaning it was a beautiful marriage without halachic problems. Sinua, Sinua Benisuehel. And Sinua means a Sinua in her marriage. And the Torah goes on to say that he's not allowed to give the son of the Ahuva if the son of the Snua is the Bukhari. He can't give the son of the Ahuva a double portion. The Kamarachman, what did the Torah say? Kisiena. Kisiena, which is the Lashon of marriage to both. Shtei Nashim, and both of them are married. That's how you know that by Chayvei Lavin, there is Tefisas Kiddushin. The Gemara is going to ask later on, maybe it's even less than Chayvei Lavin in the Pasuk. Maybe it's Chayvei Asei. You know, he's talking about something that is Tefisas Kiddushin, but we'll get to that later. But the Gemara continues. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, no, you're right, there is no Tefisas Kiddushin by any Chayvei Lavin. Not just by Yavam Alashuk, Kitiyena, B'may Mukim. So what is the word Kitiyena teaching me? So the Gemara answers, the Almana L'Kohen Gadol. He's talking about Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Because Rabbi Akiva agrees there, Ukrev Simai, the Tanya of Simai Omer, we had this Gemara a few daf ago, daf Samach Talad, Minakol Hay Rabbi Akiva Osa Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva said, all Chayvei Lavin create Mamzeris, meaning there's no Tefisas Kiddushin, Chutz Mi Aman Lekohen Gadol, except for Aman Lekohen Gadol, Shahari Amr Torah, because the Torah specifically says there, Lo Yechalel, Chilulim Osa Vein Osa Mamzeris. The Kohen Gadol can create Chalalim, and not Mamzerus. As we discussed yesterday a little bit, the Shita, the Rambam, and Tosfos, when do you get the status of a Chalal, and when do you not? But that's the Bayaman of the Kohen Gadol, special thing. Ul Rabbi Shevav, the Amar, according to Rabbi Shevav, who says, Yosef, let's scream at Rabbi Akiva, who's creating so many Mamzerim in the world. Mamzer, whoever doesn't have Bia b'Yisrael, whoever has an Isser Bia, Havlad Mamzer, the child's going to be a Mamzer, so, Hanich L'Rabbi Yishevav. It works according to Rabbi Yishevav. Even when the Rabbi Yishevav gets all upset that there are so many Mamzerim according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have a problem if Ila Afukim either of Simoi, Kazi Shapir. If he just means that he's going one step more than Rav Simoi. Rav Simoi says that according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chavi Lavin are Mamzerim, except for Aman Kohen Gadol. And then Rabbi Yishevav comes along and says, no, one more than that. Meaning also Aman Kohen Gadol, that would also be included. Then, fine. We still have a category which still has Tefisas Kiddushin, meaning Chayvei Asei. And that could be what the Pasuk is teaching me about Sinua. Ela itamid nafshi kamar, but if Rabbi Yishevav is saying his own independent statement, that Rabbi Akiva says everybody does not have Tefisas Kiddushin, via filu Chayvei Asei, even Chayvei Asei, Mitzri and Adomi, as we discussed yesterday, by Mukumla. So then, what's the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk that says Sinua, a Sinua marriage has Tefisas Kiddushin, so what's the Pasuk referring to, if it's not even referring to Chayvei Asei? The Gemara answers, Bebu'ulo v'kohen gadol. Maybe that Asei, not the Asei of Mitzri v'Adomi, but specifically the assay that a Kohen has to marry a Besula, and a Bula Kohen Gadol is a Chayvei Asei, which would have Tefisas Kiddushin. Says the Gemara Mishnah, what's the difference? If Mitzri V'Adomi, Rabbi Akiva would say, has no Tefisas Kiddushin, why is Bula Kohen Gadol a lesser of an Aveira? So Mishum, Tehavei Le'Asei, She'enu Shaveh Bakol. It's an assay that only applies to certain people, or a certain person, only a Kohen Gadol, so that itself makes the assay less strong. It's She'enu Shaveh Bakol. Continuing, Verabanan, getting back to the question that I alluded to before, Ademuki la b'chayvei lavin, nukmi b'chayvei asei, why did the Rabbanan jump to, and when it says snua, they say it must be talking about chayvei lavin, and that's a makar that chayvei lavin at Tefisas Kiddushin. Maybe it's referring to chayvei asei, and there is no makar that it's referring to Tefisas Kiddushin, to chayvei lavin. Someone says, no, hani, chayvei asei, my ninu. Which chayvei asei would the pasuk be referring to? Ishtehan mitzrios, if they're both mitzrios, ishtehan, shtehan nesuos. Then they're both hated in front of Hashem, meaning they're both marriages va'aveira. I achas mitzris va'achas yisraelos. And if one's a Jew and one's a mitzris that converted, so shtei nashim miyam echad inan. It says shtei nashim. It sounds like they both have the same background, right? Not from one from two different nations. Ibu l'kohen gadol. It's referring to a bu l'kohen gadol. Miksiv tiyena l'kohen. It's a tiyena la'ish in the pasuk. So it's talking about something that's shavah b'kol. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, the only thing left to say that the pasuk is referring to is Chayvei Lavin, and therefore that pasuk is a makar that there is Tefisas Kiddushin by Chayvei Lavin. V'Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, who said that the pasuk is referring to something else, meaning the only thing left we just said, Be'ula l'Kohen Gadol, he had no choice. Bal Karchei, he's forced. Shavki l'Kra, Tahavi Dachik Umuki Anavshei. He has to have a dachuk way of reading the Gemara in order to say his own independent shita. What can he do? That's all he can say. Okay. One thought from the Gra. The Gra says in Parshas Kisetse, on that pasuk, Kisiana la'ish, shtei nashim, and what does the pasuk continue to say? That a person is not allowed to give the son of the loved wife a double portion if the hated wife was first. Right, the wife was first. That's what the Torah says. Lo yuchal avakar es ben ha'avuva, apnei asur ha'bachar, ki es ben asur ha'yakar, lasa ha'pishnayim, ki hu reishis ono, lo mishpat ha'bachora. Right, he gets the bachora. So the Gra has four questions on that set of psukim. Number one, says the Gra, it's called Eliyahu. It says first, v'yodilo banim ha'ahuva v'hasnua. The Torah says, the ahuva and the snua had children. It's mashma that the ahuva had a child first. V'yachar zeh amar v'haya ha'ben ha'bachar lasnia. So it sounds like the psukim, it says that the ahuva had had a child first. Number two, the Torah says, "Lo yuchal levaker es ben ha'ahuva." What's the havamina? The hechitesa, you would think you could give a younger child first just because you love the wife more. Now what's the number two? Number three, madua kara oso snua lefi pshuto shel mikra. I'm sure that the Gra remembered this Gemara in front of him. What's called ahuva and snua? But alipi pshuto shel mikra, it says lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha. So how could the Torah call one of these wives a snua? And question number four: what does it mean? The Torah says kihu reishis ono. The Torah has to give a reason for this mitzvah. Don't violate this mitzvah because who reishis ono gives a reason why you're not allowed to do it. So says the Gra, v'yesh levar, v'yesh lomer barayi ofen kazeh. Let me tell you the story, the case that the Torah is referring to, and all the questions are explained. What is it? L'mashal, Ruve nase isha v'sana, v'girsha eze shvuas achen nisuin. Ruve get married, Rachman al-Islan, a couple of weeks after the marriage, they see it's not working out, so they get divorced. V'lokach teichem isha acheres. And then, right away, he takes another wife, a week later, he gets married again, and at the end of 7 months, his new wife has a baby. A couple days later, The first wife has a son a couple days later. Also, both sons. Who's going to get the double portion here? The second wife, who he married after he divorced his first wife, that son was born first. But the previous son conception happened first there. So that's what the Torah is telling you. Shehagrusha tachuna b'shem snua, the one that he divorced is called the snua, and the shnia that he cooked instead of her is called the nahuva. Upofanzeh, and the husband wants to give the ben ha'ahuva, he's born first! That's the havamina. He's born first. That's why I want to give him the double portion. The Torah says, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because the Bechorah goes by conception. It doesn't go by Leda. And therefore, the previous son, the Ben HaSnua, is the real Bechor. So that you're not wondering what the reason is, the Torah gives the reason. Kihu Rashis Ono. Right, this is his first seed, this is first below Mishpat HaBachora. Ki Achareizman Hirayon Azlinan below Achara Leida. That is the Gra, and it answers all four questions that are coming up, what the case is in the Torah. So in the footnotes here in the Kol Eliyahu, that the Achronim ask on the Gra, one second, if that's true, don't Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was born from the first Tipas? Therefore, why do you have to steal the Bechor? Why do you have to steal the Bechor for? Right, let him just take it, make it right in. So he quotes from one of the Achronims, L'daito tzarech l'dochek v'lomar, you have to be dochek and say that tipa rishon of rishniya there is not badafka. It means tipa achas v'nechlachas l'shnayim. It was one tipa, and it was nechlach. U'kamod isa v'gemara, like the Gemara says, m'sechas nida. Can't forget this Gemara. There were two twins that were born 3 months apart from each other. But the Gemara says, Yehud and Chizkiyo b'nei Rebbe Chiya. Because it says there, tipa achas ha'isam nechlekes l'shnayim. So to hear, it was one seed, it was one drop. U'machsisa rishona notzer Yaakov, from the first half of the drop. You know, Yaakov was born, and then Esau. So that's not what the pasuk's referring to in terms of conception. That means two drops, right? Two types of twins. Avolola mishlomer d'shneim ha'yirishas ono. Really, in that case, both were rishas ono, and that's why he had a go, then you go after Leda. If they're both Rashi's Ono from the first drop, so then you have to go by Leda, and that is why Esav had a Taina. Okay. Hafokhba v'hafokhba. Yeah.
How do you know by twins who's the Bechar?
How do you know by twins who is the Bechar? Meaning if it's not identical twins. Meaning if it's not identical twins, how do you know? Right, so I'm not sure if...
Wait, if it is identical twins.
If it is identical twins.
You're saying they were conceived exactly the same time, and then they split.
No, if it's exactly the same time, and then you, if it's one seed, right, it's not identical twins. No, if it's one seed, it's nechlak l'shtayim, then you go by birth. That's not the problem.
Right, so
it's non-identical twins, right? So I guess then in the case where you can't know, klapi shmaya galia, you know, you do your best. You go by the birth. Okay, says the Gemara. I'm sure they're posting that discuss it. Hopefully, I'll get some emails today. All of our wonderful talmidim out there that are listening that have done research on this topic. Non-identical twins. You know, how do you know? Okay, we have some doctors in the room here. Okay, v'chol she'ein la'alav v'chulu. Let's continue now. So says the Gemara. The Gemara said, remember, in category 4 in our Mishnah that we had, on Salaf Vav Beis on the bottom, if you have a case where there's no kedushin with anybody, meaning with a guy and a shifra, so then the vlad is kamosa, the vlad follows the mother, and the child is not Jewish. Shifra kananis min arlan. How do you know by shifra kananis she is not... the child is not Jewish, it goes after her. Amar afun, amar krush, shvulo chempo machamar, pasuk by the Akedah, stay here with the chamar, am hadomel chamar. The nation that is similar to the chamar, the klei yakar they discuss is what the pasuk could have said, and therefore we're open to make this drasha. Ashen chandelo tafsi ba kiddushay. Fine, I understand, it's like a chamar, there's no tvisas kiddushin, but vlad de kamosim inalan, how do I know that the vlad, the baby, follows her? To amar kra, ha'isha viladea tiela doneha. That it says, when an Eved Ivri has a Shifcha Kananis, and then he goes free, so the Shifcha Kananis stays with the master. So what do you mean? What do you say with the master? Aren't they married? And the children stay with the master. So it must be that they're not really married, that they're married, but the children don't go with the father who's Jewish, but stay with the master. The Gemara is about to bring another makar for Nachris. Nachris min ala namakra, losis chatin bum. How do you know by a non-Jew there's no tefisa kedushin? It says, don't marry them, and we darshan, you can't marry them. You can't have chitun with them. Rashi says in the second line, lo tehelucha bum toras chitun. Losis chatin means you can't get married at all with them. And again, ashkan de lo tafsi ba kedushi vada kamosi min alan. This is fine, you know there is no tefisa kedushin. How do you know that the child follows the non-Jew? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Amar Kra, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, ki yasser es bincha me'acharai, because he will turn your son from you. He will turn your son from you. So bincha, we darshan from there, bincha haba mi'yisraelis kari bincha, a son that you have from a Yisraelis woman is called your son, and therefore you're worried that he's going to be taken away through Avodah Zarah. But vein bincha haba min avodah kachavim kari bincha el banah, but your son from an avodah kachavim, you're not worried because that child's not Jewish. That's not child's not considered your son, but it's considered the daughter's son. Reb Chaim is quoted as saying that the fact that there's no tefisas kedushin by an eved and a shifcha is not because they're not Jewish, but it's a special din in an eved that you learn out from Amadu Melachamor. And the later Achronim, I saw the Eif Sefer Ohal Chaya brings a right from our Gemara. What do you need two makaros for? What do you need two makaros for? If you say it's just a lack of full Jewishness, right? Lack of being biyadus, so you don't need two makaros. You should have one makar for an eved and an eved shifcha and a guy. The fact that you need two makaros, it sounds like it's two different issues. One is based on the fact that there's the mufka miyahadus, and in Eved, remember, and a shifcha, they do mixes mitzvahs. They don't have full kedushas Yisrael. Tosis in Gittin points out that a woman who does his mount grama makes a bracha. An Eved who does his mount grama does not make a bracha, right? Because there's a lack of kedusha by a woman as she has full kedusha. But Reb Chaim used the Reb Chaim fits into this Gemara that you have different makaros for Eved and shifcha and for Gai. Continues the Gemara. Amar Avina, Shmamina, Ben Bitcha, Bamanaz Gochavim, Kari Bincha. You know what you see? That your Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, from an Obed Gochavim, from a guy, is called your son. That's your son because the child is born from your daughter. So, name Xavar Ravina, should we say that Ravina holds Obed Gochavim, the Ever Abba, Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer? So, he's Jewish. So, does that mean he's a Mamzer? Because, look, his father's a guy. Does that say he's a Mamzer? So Gemara says, no, Nihita Kasha Lohavi, Mamzer Lohavi. Who says, fine, he's not a kosher, but he's not a Mamzer. Apostle Mikri, he's apostle. He's apostle, and therefore, that is all we know. But we don't know that he is a Mamzer. Big discussion in the Rishonim here. Could this child marry, let's say the child's a daughter, marry a Kohen? What does apostle mean? Does apostle mean apostle of Kahuna, or does apostle mean just a tainted? Just means tainted. That is a discussion with Machlokes Achron and what the Rambam means. The Rambam quotes Pasul, but it's not 100% clear what the Rambam means in terms of Pasul. Okay, that's a question. A couple of other points though on this, about the case of Bia with a non-Jew. Two very important tshuvas of Ramosha. One I think both I mentioned in the past. Ramosha the tshuva in Eben Ezer and Chelek Aleph Simin Yud about artificial insemination. There's a case in Tavshin Chaf Aleph of 1961 where a woman who for many years, she had more than 10 years, she didn't have a child, and the Rofim say it's because of the husband. And the husband doesn't want to do anything in 1961, and she doesn't know what to do. Without the husband's knowledge, she went and became impregnated. She went to a doctor, and she had sperm of a guy. Sperm of a guy put into a different man. Sorry, not of a guy, of a different man. Shelo bershus baila. V'nisha malas kvod me'abal imuteris lo. So now the question is she usher to her husband? Without her husband's permission, she went and got impregnated, got sperm put into her from a different man, number one. And number two, what's the status of the child? So again, remember, in the early 1960s, this is the beginning of the cases of artificial insemination. So says Ramosha, he laid down the law. In a barer, shebelo bias ish, lo nasra ish, lo baila. You cannot have an isra lo baila without a maisabiyah. That's Ramosha's chiddush. You can't have a maisabiyah without that. And that's some other achanim said it also, but Ramosha was the one that said it strongly. And the isra sota lebailu, who rak mitzad isra abiyah, lo mitzad a zera shalosh achar sheish b'me'eha. Doesn't matter if you have the zera of a different man inside. It has to do with the maisa bia. Maisa merid, we discussed the maharik, the maisa merid of the woman against her husband is what creates the isla baila, and this is not called a maisa merid. V'chein avlad hu kashur. Then Ramoshi has a chiddush, which is a machlokas achronim. Shegam mamzeris hu rak sheyi haya al yidei bia. Ramoshi says there's no mamzeris without a maisa bia. So the child is not a mamzer. The afshavad mamzer af ba'ofan shedav kum nachrim zebazu shlo avra la iser mishum shayu anusim. And even if you want to say that in case where she was totally forced, there she didn't violate anything. Mikam akom hayezed derach biyashuz nus. It's possible to have a mamzer ba'ones. Ba'ones, meaning if an eshizish she'ne'enas, but it wasn't her fault at all. But if there could be a mamzer, but there's a maisabia. Avol benis abra yedi shenichnas hazera shel achar b'me'eha ba'ambati. Sheniska b'gemara, like they say, Ben Sira was born b'ambati. Ugad osa arofin bizmanenu eino mamzer. V'af shahaya zera shel echad mikroveha kagon aviha v'chameh v'acheha. Doesn't matter whose zera it is. There's no mamzeris without a maisabia, says Ramosha. Then he says, if you know, a lot of times you go to just the bank and you don't know whose zera it is. If you know whose zera it is, so then she shouldn't marry anybody, the child or the son or daughter shouldn't marry anybody that's related. Avol ha'emes she'ein lachusha zera ha'yimishal Yehudi. But says Ramosha, you don't really have to be worried that it's from a Jew anyway. Kivan shaharov, in America, Mishel Nachrim. Most is non-Jews anyway. Dilavashe ha'arim shalon v'chol ha'madina heim rov Nachrim. Havi'elo ha'motziin zera shal ha'em l'davar zavadi rov Nachrim. I want to say, besides the fact that most America is non-Jewish, most people who give their zera to the banks is also are for sure non-Jewish. Umash amar harofi shumi shel Yehudi eino ne'eman. Da amar ze mishum shachashav she ze yoser tov l'fanav she Yehudis. The doctor only said that because he thinks that she's going to want a Jew. V'lachin lekashum chash iser lo ba'ish l'baila v'lo ba'vlad l'hakol. If the vlad is muteres l'kahuna, that's a question. He's mitzadid gam kein laheter. But then he says, I'm not sure if she should have done this without her husband's permission. Avalem abal in a rota lazunosa, yehei pater, and he's pater to pay for the hospital stay when she has the baby. And any refuah that she's going to need, obviously, I think, says Ramosha, I don't think the husband will be chayav to pay there. That is one important tshuva of Ramosha related to mamzeris, especially also talking about a guy that's bala al bas yisrael. So this is a similar case. That's one. The other tshuva of Ramosha, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Chav Gimel, Siv Gimel, Ramosha was asked, a guy was, boy was going out with a certain girl, there was a Bas Yisrael that was going out with a boy, who was a Talmud Chacham, Yirei Shemayim, Balmidos, and you're sure his mother had never been to a mikvah. His mother had never been to a mikvah. His mother was very far from Judaism. You're sure, at least then, even if now she's a Baal Shuvah, you know then. So do you have to be worried that this child is a Ben Hanida? And what does the Gemara here say? A Ben Agoy is possible. The Gemara also says it's a Ben Hanida is possible. So are you allowed to assume yes or no? So says your Moshe, we know that the Kala Rabasi says that a Ben Hanida is an Azpanim. It's an Azpanim, somebody who is brazen. And Rav Moshe says, since this boy is a Ben Torah and a Yirei Shemayim, it's a Simon and he's not a Ben Hanida. Simon's out of Ben Anida, and therefore it's mutter. What do you say? She never went to the mikvah. Yesh lismach ala simanim, daha mitziyish lo haisa nida, b'shash nesabar ben zeh. It's possible she went to the beach that day. She rachza bayam hanasa, even though she's wearing ezek sus hanikra bagad and bathing suit. Ha ein zechotes midina. He said that midaraisa is not a chatzitza. Ulebayla chulin who v'loboi kavana v'afshel wants to have sektara v'losafar shivinikiyim gal yeklapi shmaya shahaisa nida olo, whether she was an ida, and therefore it is Moshe says you don't have to worry about it. Midas tovos tamal chacham, that overrides. That overrides.
According to Rabbi Akiva, would he be? Is there would he be a mamzer?
According to Rabbi Akiva, would he be a mamzer? But there was no. Nobody says Bala Nida is a mamzer. Nida, right? That was Abaya. Hakol modim. Everybody agrees that there's no mamzeres by Nida. The question is there?
Even if Zarayas.
A Nida, even if it's an Erva, even if Nida is an Erva, that's a Bayez Din. Right. That's the Gemara we had on Amar Alf. Okay, let's continue. Hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv. One second, that whole makkah that we had about a non-Jew not having Tfisas Kiddushin, and so that's only by the seven nations. That's where the pasuk is. Shara must be nalan. How do I know by the other non-Jews? So Amakro Kiyaser has been chalrabas kolam asirin. No, Kiyaser has been chal, turning away your child. That any non-Jew could take your child away from Judaism. So honey, chalrab Shimon the Torah's time of the Kra. That works according to Reb Shimon, who darshins reasons for psukim. Machlokas and sechas b'matzia. Rashi quotes it. Daf kuf tes vav. Right, the question machlokas there is: are you allowed to take a mashkon from a poor? From a rich widow, right? Are you allowed to take a mashkon? Because the Gemara says that, right, amana, a rich woman, you're allowed to be mashkon, you're allowed to take a mashkon from her, because you're not going to go return it at night, to take it back in the morning, there's not going to be any hotzah shemra of the woman. But in aniya, you're not allowed to take a mashkon, because the whole reason that it says, lo sakla beggar amana, is because you're going to have to return it at night, so that only applies to an aniya, but ashira you'd be allowed to. So that's Reb Shimon Shita, and Reb Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to. You don't darshan time at the Kra. The pasuk says, Al-Sakhla Begat Almana, period. It doesn't matter any Almana. So according to Reb Shimon, who darshan's time at the Kra, so then, fine, I understand it includes all non-Jews. El Rabbanan my time, but according to the Rabbanan, what's the reason? How do you know that all non-Jews are included? Amar Kra, from the following, V'achar Kain Tavay Lova Alta, V'chulu, by Yefas Tawar, it says, after the whole process, then you can bring her into your house and live with her. Mashma that earlier you would not be able to bring her into your house. No tefisas kedushin. Ashkan lo tafsi ba kedushin. So that I know there is no tefisas kedushin by the other nations. Vlad kamosu minal. And how do I know the Vlad is like her, like also non-Jewish? Amakra tiana leish the yoldulo. We compare kitiana leish in that same parsha that we had in Kiseitse. There is to a man the yoldulo, and they have children. Call hecha the Karina be kitiena, as long as a woman is included in kitiena, Karina baby yaldulo, as long as there's tefisa kedushin, so that's connected, that child is connected to the father, v'yaldulo. Call hecha the lo Karina be kitiena, lo Karina baby yaldulo. As long as there's no kitiena, then the child there wouldn't be v'yaldulo, it would just be v'yaldulo, period. There is the Gemara there, when in the machlo, in Bamatsia Kuf Tezvav, where it quotes the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about darshin time at the Kra, the Gemara though says, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't darshin time at the Kra, if the reason is mefurish b'kra, then he admits. He admits that you darshin time at the Kra if the Torah itself gives the reason. The Torah itself gives the reason. So like Shlomo HaMelech, right, the king's not allowed to have so many wives because the wives are going to turn his heart. So there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, darshin time at the Kra. So we've mentioned in the past, I don't know how recently, we definitely mentioned it in Masechta Beitza, the Rav Schachter quotes from the Mishkanos Yaakov, the Sefer Koheles Yaakov on Beseches Beitza. He quotes this idea of Davar HaMefurish Bikra, everybody agreeing, applies to Dinim Derabanan as well. His question is as follows, go back a step. Why do we find sometimes in the Gemara that when you have a Din Derabanan, once the reason falls away, the whole Takan or Gzeira falls away, but most of the time, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the reason still applies. Maybe that's Yontif Sheini, maybe that's taking medicine on Shabbos, maybe that other reasons. So that once the reason, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the Xer still applies. But let's say, you know, drinking water that was left overnight, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then Me'ikar Adin, you know, the Xer doesn't apply anymore. So says the Koheles Yaakov, it depends on the Din Derabanan. Some Gzeiras Derabanan, Chazal formulated the Din and put the reason into the formulation. And if they did that, so then, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, the whole Gzeira falls away. But other times, when Chazal just said at Takana, this is the rule, this is the Gzeira, and sometimes they didn't put the reason into the formulation, so then the Takana stands even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. That's his formulation. So how do you know? How do you know when something stands and when something doesn't stand? So that's where Schachter added that every time where a Din Derabanan is being Oker a Din D'Oraisa, then Chazal had to put the reason in. And then, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the halacha doesn't apply anymore. But if it's not being Oker Adin, so then we say it applies forever. So I gave three or four examples to this. Number one, like the Bir Halacha has a Sarach Iyun. He asks, why is it that Bisman is that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos? We don't have any Rishus Rabban D'Oraisas anyway. So what are we worried about? Worried about doing a Drabanan? You should say that there's no more Chash D'Oraisas. So you should blow shofar on Shabbos. Sarach Iyun. The question on the Bir Halacha, on the Chafetz Chaim, is what do you mean? It's a gzeira and it stands. The answer is no, because that gzeira is being oker the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. So that's why he's bothered. It explains the question. Doesn't explain the answer. What's the answer? But it explains the question. You should say that it doesn't apply anymore. So that's one example that is given. Another example, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef discusses Kohanim, right? Kohanim Duchening. So the Beis Yosef says, let me just find it in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says in Hilchis Birchas Kohanim, v'nirali shebemakim shenogim l'shalshel talus al peneihem. Right, in the place where the minhag is to put your talus over your faces, afilu yish kama mumin b'fanavu b'yadav. Even though there's a lot of mumin on his hands and his feet, v'eno dash b'iro yisas kapav. The sulak alamechash lazak adas. The Gemara says that there was a gzeira. A kohen is not allowed to duchen if he has unusual blemishes on his face and his hands. So everybody's going to stare at him. So the Beis Yosef says, oh, but where are the talus covers? So then it's not a problem. So again, the question is, how can he just change it? There was a gzeira that a coin is not allowed to duchen. The answer is no. Again, this gzeira is being okir dindaraisa of duchening. Berchas kohanim. So once you could get out of the reason doesn't apply anymore because the talus goes over the head and the hands, so then the gzeira wouldn't apply either. So there are a number of examples of this, Ksubas Ban and Dichrin and others, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we talk about Rabbi Tarfon Shita, Yecholin Mamzerin Litaher. Is it possible to get out of the status of Mamzeris, or does it go forever and ever? What happens if a Mamzer marries an Eved? Is it possible, Bizman Azet, to marry a slave? Okay, we'll stop here.